InnerP S2E4, making art on the iPad. Hey everybody, today I'd like to talk to you about making art on the iPad. Why? Because I just got one. I know, it's a little self-serving, but I've been kind of intending to get one for a while, because I didn't get an iPhone when they first came out, because, you know, it was a new thing, and I had a regular phone, and, you know, it was working fine. I didn't get one for a while. It took until about the 4S where I said, you know, I could appreciate one, because I got a Macintosh computer in 2008, which I'd had one way back in the day, and that was a whole different political argument there. But I had an old Mac, and I got Windows until 2008 when I got my Mac Pro that I'm using, and I got used to that, and I liked it. And after a while, it's like, you know, I can copy files from my phone to an SD card, and after a while, I was like, you know, iPhone, they're made to integrate with the system of the, you know, the whole OS X experience, so I figured I'd get the phone, and then I liked that, I got used to it, and after a while I was like, you know, I like browsing with Flipboard, browsing Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and all those things, and I could use a little bit more real estate space here, and plus I figured I could use it as a digital sketchbook, because as I've said before, you know, I love art, it's what I want to do, but I was never the kid that would sit and always doodle on all his... I mean, I would doodle on my notebook covers in school, but I wasn't the kid that was always hunched over a notebook drawing. And it's like, in a way, you kind of admire that, you know, that tenacity. And on the other hand, you sit and think, maybe they're just doing that because they don't want to talk to people, and that's all they want to do to avoid living their own little world. And it's like, you know, as an artist, I guess you can admire the work ethic, but I guess you also have to realize that you do kind of lock yourself off to becoming a hermit. So anyway, I figured, well, if I'm going to be, you know, browsing all these, you know, inspirational art and all kinds of things, you know, images and whatnot to get myself ideas for work, and reading up about other artists and trying to get more social, you know, the social aspect of it, trying to find a community of artists and trying to find people to A, listen to, and B, people who would listen back to me. So I've been trying to get more into drawing while I'm doing other things. I mean, I've got pads of paper, pencils, and my studio is full of it. But it's like, my bedroom, I really, you know, I try to keep my studio space and my workspace separate, because you want a place to relax. But at the same time, it's like, well, I've got this phone, and I flip through, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and all that stuff can eat up hours of, you know, or eat an hour or so a night. I'd like to have a way that while I'm, you know, looking at all these sites, seeing other artists and getting inspired, to say, hey, I should be creating too while I've got time, and to try and make it less of a requirement and more of a, hey, as long as I'm here, why not? Because that way, I feel like I'd actually do it. Because that's the real trick, isn't it? Getting yourself, you know, we could all lose weight if eating better was actually something easy to accomplish. In reality, it's like, it's just easier to grab a donut, right? So I'd been wanting one for that, and I was thinking, I'll wait until the new version comes out, when whatever, they might move it closer to a digital, you know, artist device. And it's like, really, Apple hasn't been doing that. They've been going more for the local consumer, and it's like, I can't blame them. You know, the whole prosumer, you know, people that are artists and people that are film editors, and they're like, what's happening to our stuff? You're just pandering to all the, you know, it's like, well, there's more people that want simple things and less professional people. And it's like, oh, I can't blame them for going where the money is. I mean, I would. That's how you stay alive as an industry. So, but yeah, so they're not, I don't think they're going to try and make like a mobile Cintiq is what I don't, you know, I mean, there's like the Modbook, but I'm not spending like $5,000 on a, you know, stuff like that. So I was thinking about it, and it's like, well, really, A, they're not going to update too much, you know, more than what they've already got that I would really use. I mean, sure, they've bumped the graphics a little bit, they've added a processor, but it's like, they're not going to add, like, pressure sensitivity built into the thing. Like, you know, like a Wacom tablet or something. So there's that, and then it's like the processor, they bump that, that's nice. It's like, if I was to wait, I would have had, you know, months and months and then gone, oh, is that all you guys did? You moved this around or added a better quality camera? I don't know. So I figured, why not now? My mom's having more and more of her life, you know, she's like, I wouldn't use a computer if you gave it to me. But now it's like more and more of her life, they're saying, oh yeah, we're not, you know, just direct deposit into the bank account. You know, you should check online for this. And it's like, oh no. So she needs to learn how to use a computer so that I'm not constantly having to do everything for her. So I figured, well, she would do better learning how to use an iPad. For the overall environment of the house, it's best to have one. So I got one. And I also figured, if I'm going to use this as a digital sketchbook, using your finger on it, I mean, there are people that have done great artwork using just their finger, but I've seen people, you know, paint exquisite paintings in ketchup, you know, using a French fry as a stylus. You know, it's like, a good artist will use what tools are available and forget the world, focus on their skills, and just make something. And that's great. But my fingers will cramp, and I need to hold something to feel like I'm making art, not, wee, finger paints, you know. I mean, there are finger paint apps and everything, but that's neither here nor there. So I wanted a stylus, and there are three that came recommended online. There's the Jaja, there's the Pogo Connect, and the Adonit Jot Touch. Now, two of these, the Pogo Connect and the Jot, are both Bluetooth, and the Jaja uses, like, sound waves and stuff, and I went with the Pogo Connect because more people had, you know, I'd seen more recommendations for it, and also it was the most affordable of the three. I was kind of concerned that the Jaja, if it works on sound, if I'm in a noisy environment, I'd heard that's kind of iffy on the quality, and then the Jot just looked kind of like the little plastic thing, it comes off. I think I'd probably lose that, and also it was, like I said, the Pogo was the more affordable of the three, at least when I bought it on Amazon. Now, of course, I'm going to probably try other styli. Is that how you say it? Stylus? This is styli. I'm probably going to try more to try and figure out what I like. But I like the Pogo Connect a bit. I've only tried it a few times. And it does do pressure sensitivity with the Bluetooth. The thing is, you have to enable it in the application you're working in rather than just universal. I ordered a dock for it from this one company because it comes with, the one I got came with a lightning power because I went with the iPad 4, which, you know, you figure, get the newest one, it'll last a little bit longer than if you go for the refurbished and go for a third generation. I mean, if you want to do that, you can. The iPad 2 is still out. So the problem is that if you get the new one with the lightning connector, everything out there seems to have the 30-pin connector, and that won't work with it. So it's like, I wanted to get a dock so I can just pop it up, use it, while the battery starts running low, clap it back down. You can't do that without a dock, and you can't do that when there's all there are 30-pin connectors. So, yeah, that was a fun. I finally found one though. I had to order it online, and of course they wanted to pay double for shipping security. And it's like, I don't need tracking updates. Just let me know if you sent it and that it gets here. That's all I care about. I also want to talk about software. You know, it's a nice thing on the App Store that art programs usually run about $5. You know, there are a few that are cheaper, there are some that are free, and then they expect you to buy the brushes, and it's like, that's a little dangerous to me, because it's like, oh, buy this set of brushes for $2.99. I'm like, that's a lot for brushes. I can buy almost a whole nother program in here for that much. So, anyway, I'd rather buy my stuff and not buy more until I know, okay, I need to get this program for this particular reason, because that's how you lose track of a lot of these iPhone, iPad, these online purchases where it's in your phone and you think, oh, it's just a tap tap and I have it. Yeah, but then that bill comes and you realize, I bought like six of these, and oh no. So some programs I'd like to recommend. There's Procreate, which is affordable and also has some very nice brushes, and it's easy for banging out a sketch of something. Sketchbook Pro, I like the pencils on it. I'm still tinkering around. I mean, I've got the desktop version of it too, so I know it's a good program. I've just got to see how I like the all these handle brushes and, you know, the brush settings disappear, and some of them, some are better for painting, and then some are better for sketching. Art Studio, I watched a video of a guy painting a portrait of a nice lady with his finger, and it was sped up, and they say he spent 3 hours with his finger bent like dying. Ow, ow, ow. But, you know, like I said, if you're a good artist and you take the time, you can make, you know, I've seen people use Q-tips and dust on the back of a car. It's, yeah, I've seen some weird art in my day, kids. Anyway, that's Art Studio. Art Rage, I don't know if Art Rage supports the pressure sensitivity in the Pogo Connect. Now, remember, pressure sensitivity, it's not going to be as good as, say, on a Cintiq or some other screen display that's specifically designed for making fine art. And that's another thing with the iPad, is that I wanted to be leisurely with it. I wanted to do, like, really, you know, rough sketches and just have fun creating, because I don't draw just for drawing that much, and I really want to. So I'll draw with that, and then bring it into my computer, hopefully, and make more fine work with it. But again, that it's a process I'm still working on. Also, Art Rage, I like its traditional effect with the brushes, because you can still get the palette knife out and scrape and make it look more traditional and more impasto, more, you know, it's an interesting program. And also there's Brushes, which is free, but I believe you pay for extra brushes in it. I mean, Brushes, I remember I believe it was a New York Times cover that was painted in it, but it's also a fairly old program. Like, it was when people were first talking about making art, before all these styli came out, it was one of the first programs that people were talking about. So, you know, that can be a good thing if they keep up date with it, but also there's a lot of other new ponies in the yard to play with, is, I guess you could say. So, you know, it's like, find the one that works for you. The nice thing about these apps is they're, you know, affordably priced. You spend like $20 and you get a bundle with a lot of different things, and most of them have the ability to import other pieces that you've done in other programs. So I think overall, plus there's a lot of other free drawing apps. There's Ink, which I've installed but haven't used more than once. There's also Paper, which, and Bamboo by Wacom. There's a number of different apps that turn your iPad into a sketchbook or into a notebook. There's a lot of just creative stuff you can do with it, and I liked the idea of being able to just pick this thing up while I'm lounging in my bedroom and draw, or lounging on the couch and doodle something, save it, put it in my computer, and then clean up later. That's what I wanted to talk about today, so keep listening to the show, and I'll catch y'all later. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.